Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Grace Baptist Mission radio team. You're about to hear the Serving Today program, which is for pastors and church leaders. This episode was recorded with the late Phil Crowther back in the early 2000s, before he went to glory.
Welcome to Serving Today, the program for the servants of the Lord. I'm Derek French and it's good to be with you. Preaching through the Gospel by Mark. Phil Crowther looks at more of Mark chapter 8. In pastoral work and church leadership, it's inevitable that we'll meet a huge variety of people. With some, we'll find ourselves spending many hours as we seek to teach them the Word of God. This, of course, is part of the calling we receive from the Lord. Indeed, I'm sure you'll agree with Paul, there's no greater privilege than to be called to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, one aspect of this side of our work is that people will respond to the claims of Christ and the challenges of God's Word in a variety of ways. Some will bring us great joy as they eagerly receive and believe and accept Christ and his claims on their lives. The days when that happens are days of special joy and gladness. But inevitably there will be those who respond to the Lord and to us as his servants quite differently. They'll remain unmoved and resistant to the challenge of the gospel of Christ. Indeed, with some this will be seen in open opposition to all that we are lovingly seeking to do. Those days are not easy to experience and can so easily weigh down our hearts quite heavily. Those are times when the privilege of prayer is especially helpful as we unburden ourselves to the Lord. Perhaps the most difficult of all, though, is when those who respond in the wrong way claim to be believers. In some ways, it shouldn't surprise us when unbelievers respond negatively. But when those who follow Christ are like that, it is much harder to receive. Well, for our comfort and instruction, Jesus faced this very thing himself in the passage we're going to consider from Mark chapter 8 in our series on preaching from Mark's Gospel. It's verses 11 to 21. We have the help of Phil Crowther, and I began by asking Phil to describe what it is that these verses cover.
Well, not very encouraging, really. I'll give it this heading: blind and deaf with hard hearts. And unfortunately, we're talking about the disciples.
Right, so that's quite a searching, obviously a very serious issue. What about background?
Well, it's serious at the moment, but praise the Lord, soon the disciples are going to see who Jesus is. So in verse 29 of this chapter, at last Peter sees and he says, "You're the Christ." But how do they get to that point? How will they understand? Mark shows us that the disciples need a miracle. We've seen that before, haven't we? In Mark 8, verse 11 to 21, they just can't see who Jesus is. Their hearts are still hard. They don't believe. As we read the verses in a moment, notice how much they are like the Pharisees. Already we've had lots of references to the disciples' slowness to believe. Let me just read you a couple. There's Mark 3, verse 5, and then 6, verse 52. And let me just read you 7 verse 17 and 18. After he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about this parable. "Are you so dull?" Jesus asked. "Don't you see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him unclean?" They're so slow to believe. So let's read verses 11 to 21 and see how similar they are to the Pharisees.
The Pharisees came and began to question Jesus. To test him, they asked him for a sign from heaven. He sighed deeply and said, "Why does this generation ask for a miraculous sign? I tell you the truth, no sign will be given it." Then he left them, got back into the boat, and crossed to the other side. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. "Be careful," Jesus warned them. "Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod." They discussed this with one another and said, "It is because we have no bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" They answered, 7. He said to them, Do you still not understand?
A couple of points to notice then. In verse 15, there's this picture of yeast. People use yeast to bake their bread. It makes the bread rise. And the point is that a little bit of yeast spreads through all the bread mixture. This is the picture Jesus is using. Jesus tells the disciples, be careful, the yeast of the Pharisees will spread to you, and you will get the same hard hearts. And then just a notice as well in the same verse, verse 15, Herod was the Roman ruler of the region. The Romans didn't believe in the God of the Jews, and so they didn't believe in Jesus. So here you have the Pharisees and Herod close together. Jesus says it's just the same, really, the same yeast, the same danger to the disciples.
So what would you suggest we have as our main point for our sermon?
Like the disciples, our hearts are hard. We too need a miracle so that we believe in Jesus.
Well, how do you suggest we introduce this to our people, Phil?
I do think it's quite hard for us to think that we somehow can be like people who hate Jesus. I mean, don't we like Jesus? We love Jesus, don't we? But you see, Jesus warns his disciples not to be like the Pharisees and Herod. Now, of course, the disciples don't hate Jesus, but they do have the same hard hearts as Jesus' enemies. And so we can have the same attitudes as people who hate Jesus. And what about our hearts? Inside, are we the same as people who have no time for Jesus? So help your people to see that the problem that we have, and that they need a miracle to change their hearts.
So what about headings for our sermon? How many would you suggest we make?
Two. The first is watch out, and the second is hard hearts.
So what verses cover the watch out first point?
Verses 11 to 15. And watch out because we can become like the people close to us. That's the problem here. Who have you become like? Perhaps it's your husband or wife, or your parents. Sometimes we can see the parents in a son or a daughter, can't we? Perhaps you're like your friend. We start to think like them and talk like them. Jesus says, be careful, watch out. The disciples knew that the Pharisees hated Jesus, but there was still danger. The disciples have started to think like the Pharisees. They've started to become like them. Help your people to understand who the kind of people we're talking about. Who are the people who think wrong things about Jesus? You could think of those on the television or radio, or politicians perhaps, teachers, friends, those who are influencing you. Think about it. Have you started to think like them about Jesus too? So what was the problem with the Pharisees? How did they think? In verses 11 and 12, the Pharisees came and began to question Jesus. To test him, they asked him for a sign from heaven. He sighed deeply and said, why does this generation ask for a miraculous sign? I tell you the truth, no sign will be given to it.
We've seen Jesus sighing deeply before, haven't we? Yeah. With a sense of sadness.
That's right.
It's the same here.
And that's because he saw how hard their hearts were. They're testing him. They don't want to believe in him. They just wanted to turn people against Jesus. And Jesus says to the disciples, that's what to be careful about. Be careful of that kind of yeast. It can easily spread to us. And it's true for us too, isn't it? We can be like the people around us. We can have hard hearts. We can start to believe the kind of things they believe. We can start to question the Bible. And we can be very slow to believe in Jesus and put our whole trust in him.
Yes, we really do need to guard our hearts, don't we? Which is what your main heading is at this point. You know, we need to watch out for ourselves, don't we?
We certainly do. In a world which is so against Jesus, wherever we are in the world, there are so many people who are against him, and we don't want to become like them.
OK, that's your first point. Watch out. What's your second point?
Hard hearts. And again, it's not just the Pharisees that have hard hearts.
Which verses are we covering now?
It's 16 to 21. Now, the disciples don't understand what Jesus is talking about. They thought he was talking about bread. But Jesus has a much more serious issue. And he asks them two questions. The first is, don't you remember? And you can read verses 18 to 20. Now, of course, the disciples remembered what happened. They remembered all about the miracles. But they hadn't learned the lesson. They still didn't believe who Jesus was. They'd seen him feed the Jews, and they'd seen him feed the Gentiles, but they didn't get it. What about you? Do you remember the things you've learned about Jesus? And does that change you? Do you trust in Jesus now? Or do you keep hearing the same things? And it goes in one ear and out the other.
Yes, it's very, well, solemn and quite penetrating, this, isn't it? Because it's disciples Jesus is dealing with here. And we consider ourselves to be Jesus' disciples today.
Yes.
It's quite disturbing in a way to know that, you know, we can be just like they were and often are.
And I think when we read the Bible and then we behave in a certain way, Jesus wants to ask the question. He says, don't you remember what you read on Sunday or what you read this morning in my word? Why are you living like this? The second question is, do you still not understand? Don't you remember? Do you still not understand? That's verse 21. Well, no, they didn't. They were like blind men or deaf men. They had seen Jesus do so much, and they'd heard Jesus say so much. But they still didn't understand. Their hearts were hard. It's a terrible thing, a hard heart. They needed a miracle. Nothing else could do it. And there will be many people in your church or in the group of people that you're teaching. There will be many people probably who know a lot about Jesus. But has Jesus done a miracle in their hearts? Has Jesus changed them inside? Has Jesus given them faith to believe in him? And you can urge your people to ask him, to ask Jesus to change their hearts and to give them faith.
And to ask them to do it today.
Absolutely.
And with that challenge, we must bring this edition of Serving Today to a close. Thank you for being with us, and we look forward to your company next time. Until then, this is Derek French saying goodbye, and may the Lord give us great patience as we seek to help others to follow him.
Thank you for listening to Serving Today, a podcast produced by the Grace Baptist Mission radio team. If you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to this podcast on Podbean. You can email us. The address is servingtoday@gbm.org.uk. You can follow us on Twitter. That's @servingtodaygbm. And you can also search our back catalogue of programmes by going to our webpage. That's www.gbm.org.uk/radio. Goodbye.